With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A person of interest was in custody Sunday after a shooting during final exams at Brown University that killed two students and wounded nine others, though key questions remained unanswered more than 12 hours after the attack. At the White House Christmas celebration today, the president sent his condolences to the victims of Saturday's shooting at Brown University.
To the nine injured, get well fast, and to the families of those two that are no longer with us, I pay my deepest regards and respects from the United States of America.
And this past week, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem firmly defended the Trump administration's hardline policies on illegal immigration, border security, and drug enforcement. In addition to testimony on Capitol Hill, she also addressed remarks to the Homeland Security and Defense Forum's border security symposium. Security Noem updated figures on deportation of illegal immigrants.
We're removing illegal aliens who came in under the Biden administration. By the end of this year, 2.5 million illegal aliens will have left our country. That includes over 600,000 that were detained and deported, but 1.9 million virtually have left voluntarily.
A Los Angeles jury has awarded $40 million to two women who claim Johnson & Johnson talcum powder caused their ovarian cancer. The company plans to appeal the verdict. This is a part of an ongoing legal battle over the alleged link between talc and Johnson's baby powder and cancer. Johnson & Johnson stopped selling talc-based powder globally in 2023. And in October, another jury ordered the company to pay $966 million in a similar case. This is SRN News. America's religious profile is unchanged.
The Pew Research Center reports that as of this year, 62% of adults describe themselves as Christians, down just 2 points from 2020. The percentage of people who call themselves atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion has stayed steady at 28% over the past 5 years, while the percentage of people belonging to non-Christian faiths is up from 7% to 8%. The poll suggests a kind of settling in the overall U.S. religious profile. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Catholic Archdiocese of New York says it will set up a $300 million fund to compensate victims of priest sex abuse who have sued the church. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says the archdiocese will pay for the fund by reducing its budget and selling off assets, including completing the sale of its former headquarters in Manhattan. Church officials hope the fund will cover settlements for the most. This is SRN News. UK police are not investigating claims that the former Prince Andrew asked his bodyguard to look into a Jeffrey Epstein victim.
British police say they found no evidence that Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, better known as former Prince Andrew, asked a bodyguard to investigate Virginia Giuffre. London's Metropolitan Police were investigating claims that the former Prince Andrew sought information to smear Giuffre in 2011 after a UK newspaper said he passed her details to his bodyguard. Police recently said that they found no evidence of criminal acts or misconduct. Giuffre, who committed suicide, said that she was exploited by Andrew and others in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring. Andrew, who reached a settlement with Giuffre, was stripped of his royal title by his brother, King Charles III. Rika and Garcia, London.
Fernando Mendoza, the enthusiastic quarterback of number one Indiana, won the Heisman Trophy last night. More details at srnnews.com.